Department. I'm the captain in charge of our professional standards division. Before we get into statistics, I think it's important to understand where exactly those numbers are coming from. As mentioned by Chief DeLuzio, due to our accreditation, officers have to do a use of force report anytime an application of force is utilized. That completed use of force report is then subject to review by that officer's immediate supervisor. The patrol captain is then tasked with reviewing the use of force report. Finally, the Office of the Chief of Police reviews the use of force report to determine if the application of force was compliant with department policy or was not compliant with department policy. Our use of force statistics are taken directly from those use of force reports. And this enables my division, the Professional Standards Division, to conduct the performance review and analysis, which will dictate the need for increased department training, any equipment upgrades, or policy modifications that need to be made. I'm going to now go over some use of force statistics. If you want to follow along at home, they can be found in the Bethlehem Police Department use of force report that was released.
And Captain, if I may interject, we're in the process of sharing the screen then also, so that anyone who's following along via the GoToWebinar, it'll be what's projected up there will be what everyone can see.
Excellent.
That's signed in at home too, just to make it easier for everyone following along through the application.
Sir, would you like me to pause for a second?
Or? Yeah, if you don't mind, just until we get up on the screen where you want to begin, and then that way we could scroll through as you're reviewing information. And then we're going over the use of force statistics right now, correct?
Correct.
So that would be document 3 in our packets, everybody.
Document 3, and I'm going to begin on page 6.
Thank you, Captain. I think we could continue.
So the table that's here on page 6 is from 2010 to 2019 and covers force used by officers, how many times force was reported by Bethlehem police officers. Note that the observable rise in reports completed in 2014 to present is attributable to the department adopting a more comprehensive policy that requires officers to submit use of force reports when a subject is taken to the ground during the course of taking the person into custody or during an arrest. Whenever a BPD officer utilizes force of any type, discharges a firearm, takes any action that results in or is alleged to have resulted in injury or death of another person, applies force through the use of lethal or less lethal weapons, or applies weaponless physical force at a level as defined in the BPD use of force directive, the officer has to write a report, shall write a report, documenting the use of force. Go to page 7. As documented in the report, many a times when officers respond to an incident, more than one officer is involved in handling that call. So the next table covers incidents involving two or more officers where use of force was utilized. But for example, in 2019, incidents involving two or more officers, we had 25 out of 143 total use of force incidents. And Chairman, please let me know if I'm going too fast.
No, please continue. Members of council, feel free to interject if you need Captain Cott to slow down.
Similar to what Deputy Chief Meisel mentioned, our use of force policy is a dynamic document that is constantly changing and evolving for relevancy as best practices come forward. Therefore, you can see the asterisks. For 2010, the data wasn't collected at that time. And you'll find that in other tables as well. As the policy became more comprehensive, as we required officers to report more data, the more data we have, obviously, the better picture we're going to get at our officers' use of force applications here in the city of Bethlehem. Next is the total use of force and total arrests made at the bottom of page 7. And that covers, was an individual arrested? Sometimes a misconception is that anytime a use of force is utilized, an individual is arrested. That is not the case. So for example, in 2019, 118 individuals were arrested in incidents where force was used, whereas 25 were not arrested out of that total 143 use of force applications. One of the reasons listed down here is perhaps a victim did not wish to proceed with charges. Another example could be an individual is having a medical episode and needed to be assisted to the ground. As documented earlier, even if an officer helps put someone down on the ground, that is a use of force application. That they can document exactly what they were doing and why that level had to be taken to help that person, but it's still something we consider a use of force application due to the comprehensive nature and conservative nature of our policy. Page 8 covers the total amount of arrests versus the total amount of use of force. And that was a 5-year study from 2015 through 2019. For the 5-year total, there were 13,650 total arrests. The total use of force for that same time period was 635. Therefore, the use of force percentage would be 4.6%. And that total arrest number incorporates all types of arrests: felony, misdemeanor, summary grade, in custody, detained and released, non-custody, and mailed summons. On the bottom of page 8, statistics for months and the use of force application in those months. Going on to page 9. Sir, would you like me to...
Captain Cott, if we just take a pause here momentarily. There appears to be an issue with the audio for those following along at home.
Yeah.
So if we can...
So on page 6, we're looking at how many times did a BPD officer use force on another person from 2010 to 2019. As you're observing that table, please keep in mind that the observable rise in reports completed between 2013, 2014 to present is attributable to the department adopting a more comprehensive policy that requires officers to submit use of force reports when a subject is taken to the ground during the course of taking the person into custody. As I stated earlier, whenever a BPD officer utilizes force, a use of force report needs to be completed, and that's where these numbers are coming from. It's not only a requirement of Bethlehem Police Department policy, but it's also a mandatory requirement through both national accreditation and state accreditation as well. Moving on to page 7. Many times a use of force situation involves more than one officer. So the top table documents incidents involving two or more officers. Note the asterisks. For 2010, for incidents involving two or more officers, as Deputy Chief Meitzel said, our use of force policy is very dynamic. It's constantly changing, evolving, trying to get better so that we're maintaining and reaching best practices and standards put forth nationally and through state accreditation as well. So where that information wasn't collected in 2010, it later became a requirement in the use of force report that officers are required to complete. The bottom table documents if an individual was arrested. So there are various reasons why an individual may not be arrested when force was utilized. As stated in the report, a reason could be that the victim of a crime did not wish for that individual to be arrested. Another reason could be that that officer's interaction with that citizen was for some non-enforcement related reason. For example, a medical reason that they needed to take an individual to ground for their safety due to a medical reason. Regardless of why or the reasoning behind it, a use of force report needs to be completed by an officer. Moving on to page 8. The total amount of arrests versus total amount of use of force from 2015 through 2019. Taking those 5 years, out of 13,650 total arrests, 635 use of force applications were utilized by Bethlehem police officers. That's a percentage of 4.6%. Now, the total arrest number incorporates all types of arrest, felony, misdemeanor, summary grade. That could have an individual in custody, or if they're detained and released, if it's non-custodial in nature, or if they were mailed a summons. The table on the bottom of page 8 breaks down what month and the time of day use of force incidents occur. The bottom documents use of force applications in specific months during the year. Moving on to page 9. That top table will cover the time of day that use of force was applied. And again, as I mentioned before, because the policy is changing and the more data we have, the better picture it gives us of what's going on here in the city by our officers' use of force applications. We collect more data, we're able to get a better picture and utilize that for future trainings, any equipment that we need to stop utilizing or utilize, as well as any future policy modifications. And it documents here that that new use of force form was implemented in 2017, and that the new form included time, AM, PM, when force was used, because prior to that, we didn't document that. On the bottom of page 9, that table includes use of force information for the age of the individual that force was used on. Moving on to page 10. That top table covers the sex of an individual. So for example, in 2019, 130 males had force utilized on them, whereas 13 females. On the bottom, that bottom table will cover the race of an individual. So again, pointing out about the data was not collected, those two specific categories from 2010 to 2015, Asian and other, weren't included on that use of force form. That's something that changed as we started collecting more data. I think it's important to note at recently at the Mayor's Advisory Board, as we were going over these numbers and these statistics, a very important question was raised about the use of force and the race of an individual. And though African Americans and Hispanics comprise a certain number of the population, why are the numbers the way they are for our use of force? And this disparity reflects national trends. And there's no easy answer for this question. Looking at reports that were put out by different federal agencies, it can be combining factors from both social and economic in nature. It can also account for, it could also be accounted for when looking at statistics with individuals that are victims of crime. So for example, in 2015, the Bureau of Justice released statistics that though African Americans are only 13% of the general population, there are about 43% of the murder victims and 22.4% of the victims of violent crimes. So again, like I stated, there is no easy answer for those numbers. When, excuse me, Chairman, I have them written down here, 78.7% of the city of Bethlehem is white from our past census numbers. 7% are African American, 2.9% are Asian, 5.8% are other, and 28.5% are Hispanic. So again, before I move on, these are more statistics that we're going to be looking at, not only the Bethlehem Police Department, but I'm sure law enforcement agencies across the country, to try to identify the reasons behind those statistics. Moving on to page 11, why was force used by police? As you can see, there's various reasons listed for why a Bethlehem police officer may utilize force. It could be to effect an arrest, to defend themselves, to defend another, and for the subject or the individual's safety. Again, in 2017, the new use of force form that officers need to complete when they utilize an application of force was implemented to collect this data. Prior to that, the data was not collected. This enables us to look at the big picture behind our officers' use of force. On page 12, it's a breakdown of force used by officers in 2019. The most utilized application of force by Bethlehem police officers was subject taken to the ground. And there were 89 instances of that occurring. As you look at the chart, some people, by just looking at the different headings, would see deadly force and believe that to be an officer utilizing their service weapon on another individual. Another thing that is unique to the Bethlehem Police Department that other law enforcement agencies don't do and keep track of is when an officer points their service weapon at an individual. We track that. Anytime an officer does that, anytime an officer is observed doing it by another officer or supervisor, that use of force report needs to be completed, documenting that though the officer didn't fire, they purposefully pointed in someone's direction or may have accidentally had their firearm in someone's direction unknowingly. So again, looking at the chart here, out of those five deadly force applications, five of those officers did not utilize their service weapon by discharging it. Breaking down those numbers with arrests made, as listed in 2019, out of 2,639 arrests, deadly force was utilized 0.189%. Another thing I'd like to direct your attention to is the taser categories. As listed in the report, there are various use of force applications involving the taser. So it could be taser laser painted, which is the act of unholstering and pointing a taser at an individual and turning on the laser red aiming dot to show the device is aimed at the subject and where, if fired, it may hit. Many times a subject will comply with an officer when this occurs. Even though the officer did not discharge the taser, they are still required under our comprehensive policy to complete a use of force report. Next is taser drive stun, the act of unholstering and holding the taser device against an individual without firing the projectiles. And then taser probe deployment, the act of unholstering and aiming a taser at a subject and discharging the electric probes into the subject to affect compliance. So in 2019, police issued tasers were utilized 24 times, the majority of which was a taser laser painted. Moving on to page 13. This is a breakdown of force used by officers from November, December 2016 to 2019. And again, similar to what was seen in 2019, the most used application of force by Bethlehem police officers was subject taken to the ground, with 236 applications. And as I explained earlier, though deadly force is listed as being used 25 times, over a 3-year and 2-month time period, an officer utilized their weapon 25 times, meaning a handgun, a shotgun, or a patrol rifle, to cover a subject without discharging their firearm. Moving on to page 14. Just going to be officer injuries and subject injuries. So the table on the bottom of page 14 documents officers injured by a suspect or an individual during use of force incident. So similar to past categories, we started collecting more data in 2017 to better understand use of force used by our officers. On page 15, we look at if a subject or an individual that force was used on was injured prior to the officer utilizing force. So for example, in 2019, 33 individuals were injured prior to the Bethlehem police officer utilizing force on that person. 110 for 2019 were not injured prior to the officer utilizing force on them. The next table shows if a subject was injured as a result of use of force by the Bethlehem police officer. So for 2019, 40 individuals were injured as a result of the use of force application by a Bethlehem police officer. 103 individuals were not injured by that use of force application by the Bethlehem police officer. And again, regardless of if a subject or an individual is injured, that use of force form has to be completed. Also, there's verbiage written into the use of force policy that if certain things occur, officers need to render aid to that individual. So for example, if a taser is deployed, if the probes are deployed, the Bethlehem police officer has to call EMS so that individual can be checked and appropriate aid can be given. Thank you.
Thank you, Kevin.